Warrior Sound coverage of the Western Conference semifinals continuing here in Houston, Texas before Game 6 on this Friday. We're at Warriors shoot-around as they get set, leading the series 3-2. I'm Lawrence Scott, and in just a bit we will hear about the international visitors we've been seeing at Oracle Arena and here at the Toyota Center coming to watch this series, a very high-profile series around the world. We'll have that for you in just a bit as it spotlights folks coming to see the games from Japan. But here before this Game 6, R.C. Davis on the scene, and he had a chance to talk with the Athletics' Marcus Thompson about tonight's Game 6.
And I asked him, in a word, how would you describe Game 6?
Struggle. Really? I see a desperate Rockets team that is probably going to make a lot of threes and put the Warriors in some real uncomfortable positions. So there is a chance that Houston might feel some pressure, and we've seen how they react to pressure, but man, the odds are really stacked against the Warriors right now. I mean, they're down two starters. That's not nothing. This is still the NBA. You don't just get to lose two starters and everything is good.
Do you think people have already forgotten about DeMarcus Cousins? When you say down two starters, a lot of people are just saying they're down one.
Absolutely, they've forgotten about DeMarcus Cousins. Like, there's a reason Bogut is here, right? So I think people have missed that. If they got DeMarcus Cousins, I think they come in here and win this game. The problem is, they've already been trapping Steph and doubling Steph, and you had KD to kind of punish them for that. Now the question is, who punishes them? And Cousins, when they came here in March, he punished them. So who punishes them tonight? That's going to be the answer to the question. If they have somebody, then I think it'll be close. And if they're in it at the end, those are great odds, right? Steph against James Harden with the series on the line. You take that all day.
Do you compare this to Chris Paul missing the last two games last year, or is it different?
You talking about Chris Paul and KD?
Yeah.
Chill. There's no way this is similar.
Okay.
At all.
Yeah. Okay.
The NBA playoffs, bringing fans from around the world to NBA arenas to see the action in person, as we've welcomed fans to Oracle Arena from all parts of Asia. And as the sport continues to gain profile in Japan, with Japanese professional basketball gaining momentum, we bring in a representative from NBA Japan. And we're joined by Reo Anishi of NBA Japan. And as professional basketball grows in Japan, we look at what the NBA is doing to grow the game there. But there have been some professional leagues and a bit of a history of this over the years. What's been going on most recently?
So the professional league in Japan called the B League started. This is we're in our third season right now. We had two different leagues, and it was really confusing and everything. And FIBA came in and said this is not going well. We're going to suspend you guys. We can't compete in national events. So Japan, they brought things together, and we made one league. That's the B League that started 3 years ago, and that's how it all started, basically.
When you think of what professional basketball is in Japan beyond the B League, it's part of a sports landscape that people know of as being a nation that loves baseball and sumo and other sports. But how is basketball coming into presence there in Japan?
Basketball itself is very popular in Japan. A lot of high school kids, middle school kids play it. But the population starts to die down after college and the professional league as well. But it's always been a very, very popular sport, and NBA was really big back in the 90s, but it kind of dropped down. But it's starting to come back on the rise, and also NBA Japan is trying to make that more popular right now.
Who were some of the star players in the 90s?
Obviously, Michael Jordan. Penny Hardaway was very, very big. The Dream Team was obviously had a big effect on Japan, just like it did to the other countries as well.
Where do you see the popularity going?
I see it growing because the B League itself is growing right now, and the popularity is rising. So, and there are still a lot of NBA fans, but they're not linking yet. The NBA fans don't watch the B League. B League fans don't watch the NBA. I want to try to get that to cross over more, and I think I see the potential there because the Japanese national team is doing really well, and we have the Olympics coming up next year. So, I think basketball has a big potential right now in our country.
That interview taped at All-Star Weekend in Charlotte as NBA Japan and other league representatives from countries around the world were on site. And the Warriors Radio Network was recently represented in Japan as one of our own producers made a visit. And we're here with James Kincaid, who got a unique opportunity to go to Japan and start getting a feel for what
the NBA is doing in Japan to start growing popularity for the game in Asia and specifically the country of Japan.
Yeah, absolutely. It was very cool being in Tokyo, and of course, everywhere I go, I like to rock the Warriors colors and gear and everything like that, and I got stopped more than one time, you know, saying go Warriors and stuff like that. Definitely got some looks that the brand of the Golden State Warriors is incredibly strong in Japan. It's cool to see the fan base growing internationally, and being in Tokyo, I actually, hopped on, just out of curiosity, hopped on a dating app and matched with somebody who turned out to be a huge Warriors fan. She was much more interested in my affiliation with the Warriors than I think she was with me, but such is life. She was very nice, and just like, just the interest is sort of, insatiable for the NBA internationally.
You know, we've seen fans from Japan here at Oracle Arena for the past couple years coming on tours or just making visits to see the Warriors here in the Bay Area. And when you were there, the folks that have the patch on the jersey for the Warriors, Rakuten, have their Japanese headquarters in Japan, and you drop by.
Yeah, I was so happy to do that, too. One, just to go on behalf of the Warriors, and two, to understand more about what Rakuten is. Because, like you said, you see the badge on the jersey, but I feel like a lot of people in America, maybe not yet, they don't understand what Rakuten's all about now. So I met with our liaison over there, John, and he talked to me at length about what Rakuten's doing, how they're growing, their partnership with the Golden State Warriors. It was, really interesting stuff from the back end, and just how excited they were to be partnered with us as the Warriors. Right when you walk into their headquarters, they have this display celebrating us at Golden State Warriors. You have the cutouts of Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Kevin Durant and all these things, and they have a sort of almost like a little small walking sort of tour of what Rakuten is all about, and part of the tour is also when they announced their partnership with the Golden State Warriors. So I got to find out all about that and just, really learn about that whole deal.
Well, I'll tell you this. Some of the most amazing experiences can come from when you travel. I remember the Tsukiji Market was some of the best sushi I've ever had, right there and very, very fresh. And then you get the opportunity to take in the feeling of the local culture and everything that's going on in these places. And everyone should remember that the Olympics are coming, and USA men's basketball will be playing in that Olympics in Japan coming up in 2020. And for you, is it one of those places you hope to get back to very soon?
Absolutely. I was blown away by Tokyo and Fukuoka, which are the two cities I went to. I immediately knew that I wanted to go back. And it's funny you mentioned the Olympics. As soon as you step off the plane in Tokyo, they are already gearing up for those Olympics. And it is throughout the entire city. But it was a really wonderful culture to get to experience. And, like you said, the food, like you can walk down any alley and find just some of the best sushi or ramen that you could ever possibly want. So, all those athletes going to the Olympics, they're in for an absolute treat. And yeah, I can't wait to go back.
Cool. James, thank you so much.
Thank you.